Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. We just finished 13 Days by Robert F. Kennedy. Sophie, I gotta say, this one hit me differently. How about you?
Hi there, Sam. Yeah, this book is intense. It's the inside story of the Cuban Missile Crisis, written by the Attorney General himself. And honestly, it's not just history. It's a masterclass in decision-making under pressure.
Right? It starts with those U2 photos of missile sites in Cuba. Robert Kennedy describes the morning McGeorge Bundy brought them to the White House. The president had been assured by Khrushchev there were no offensive weapons, and suddenly those assurances were gone.
That moment must have been terrifying. And what I found fascinating was how quickly the president assembled the XCOM. You had everyone from military leaders to civilian advisors, all debating what to do.
The military wanted an immediate airstrike and invasion. They were pushing hard. But Robert Kennedy describes this moment when the president asked each person, "Would you still recommend an airstrike if you knew the Soviets would respond by seizing West Berlin?" The room went silent.
That question completely reframed the debate. Nobody could predict the Soviet response. And that uncertainty became the central challenge. Every option carried huge risks.
Exactly. So they landed on a naval blockade, which they called a quarantine to avoid calling it an act of war. It gave both sides time. And I loved how the president deliberately left some meetings so his advisors could argue freely.
That's a leadership lesson right there. You learn more when you're not in the room. But even after the quarantine was announced, the tension just kept building. Ships approaching the line, messages flying back and forth.
Then there's that moment with two contradictory messages from Khrushchev on the same day. One was conciliatory, the other much more aggressive. The XCOM was divided on how to respond.
And this is where Robert Kennedy's back-channel diplomacy comes in. He proposed answering the first message and ignoring the second, while privately telling the Soviet ambassador that the U.S. would remove its missiles from Turkey after the crisis. No public deal.
That secret meeting with Ambassador Dobrynin is one of the most gripping parts of the book. Robert Kennedy essentially delivered an ultimatum: remove the missiles by tomorrow, or we take military action. And he hinted that the military might act on its own if diplomacy failed.
Whether that was a calculated exaggeration or a genuine fear, it shows how volatile the situation was. And then Black Saturday, U-2 plane gets shot down over Cuba, the pilot killed. The military demanded immediate retaliation.
But the president refused. He understood that one strike could trigger a chain reaction no one could control. Instead, he ordered no more reconnaissance flights without his personal approval. That restraint probably saved us.
And then the next day, Khrushchev announced over Radio Moscow that the missiles would be dismantled. The crisis was over. But what struck me was the president's order not to gloat.
No celebrations.
They knew how close they'd come to disaster.
The book doesn't pretend they were heroes. It's honest about the limits of human judgment in a crisis. They were making decisions with incomplete information and uncertain predictions. And luck played a huge role.
That humility gives the book moral weight. Robert Kennedy reflects on the importance of leaving your adversary a way out, of listening to dissenting voices, and of resisting the pressure to act quickly when the stakes are highest.
Those lessons are timeless. The whole experience also led to practical changes, like the hotline between Washington and Moscow and the limited test ban treaty. So the crisis wasn't entirely in vain.
But the book also raises uncomfortable questions about nuclear deterrence. The system of mutual assured destruction was supposed to prevent war, but it created a fragile balance where miscalculation could end everything. The margin for error was terrifyingly small.
Yeah, and that's why this book is still relevant today. It forces you to think about what it means to live in a world where survival depends on the wisdom and restraint of a few people in a single room.
So, what's your one big takeaway from 13 Days, Sam?
I think it's the value of creating space for deliberation, even when everyone is screaming for action. The president took time, encouraged debate, and never let the military's urgency override thoughtful analysis. That slow, deliberate process probably saved millions of lives.
That's a powerful lesson. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into the full story, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Yeah, it's a great resource. So Sophie, how would you sum up the book's core message?
13 Days reminds us that leadership is about holding the line between courage and caution, and that the most dangerous decisions are the ones made in haste. We'll see you in the next one.